From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you hear African pop music in the U.S., you can in part thank King Sunny Ade. Back in the 1980s, the Nigerian musician toured across the country, bringing his traditional vocals and percussion blended with electric guitars and keyboards, a type of music called juju. King Sunny Ade was back on U.S. stages this summer, and our music reviewer Banning Air, the editor of Afropop.org, met up with him as he recorded a new CD in a studio outside Philadelphia.
It's been nearly a decade since King Sunny Ade released new music outside Nigeria. His touring band is a little smaller and younger, but based on what I heard in the studio, the music hasn't changed. Something else that hasn't changed is Ade's playful commitment to musical ecstasy. Asked what he's up to with this new recording, he didn't miss a beat.
First of all, it's for the people to come to the dance floor. Let's do it together. Let's dance together. It is for you to draw your baby closer to you and then dance along with me, because the whole world is full of stress. Let's blow it out. Let's allow the stress to go, at least for a while.
After decades working the music scene in Lagos, one of Africa's biggest and toughest cities, Ade knows a thing or two about stress. One of his biggest headaches is Nigeria's music pirates, who've perfected the art of flooding the market with cheap, inferior CD copies within days after a big release. Ade says he's given up fighting the pirates and now seeks to woo them to his side.
Instead of fight each other, we sit down at a round table. Why do you do this? Actually, we don't call them pirates to their face. We call them special distributors.
Whether this counts as tact, diplomacy, or making the best of a hopeless situation, Ade's approach to piracy echoes his musical philosophy, which he calls his synchro system. It's all about cooperation, harmony, and working together to create something beautiful. Ade formed his first band in 1967. He's made dozens of recordings since, but the real heart of his artistry is the way he connects with a live audience. His band can electrify a festival stage with deep grooves and graceful moves. But to really understand Ade's connection with Nigerians, you've got to experience one of his African parties, like the one he hosted this summer in a fluorescent-lit basement auditorium at a Brooklyn high school.
You're going to dance and dance and dance tonight.
The audience was mostly well-heeled Nigerians who came to listen and dance, but also to spray. That's when you go on stage and make an offering to the singer, generally cold cash pressed on the forehead.
They will come close to you, shower some money on you, and if they have a gift, they will tell you there's a gift. Some people can give cars or refrigerators, whatever.
At this Brooklyn party, Ade and his band didn't take the stage until 2 a.m., and when I left almost 2 hours later, they'd been playing nonstop without so much as a pause between songs. No cars or fridges were offered that night, but loads of dollar bills and a few 20s and even 50s in the mix. Giving money to a musician is a way of showing off in a social setting, but Ade doesn't like it when things get competitive.
It can cause a row, a fight, and I don't want that. I want everybody to be my friend. That's why I don't sing political songs. I don't use my songs to abuse. I sing free songs that we're all going to be happy.
Ade knows his audience, but he doesn't pander. Other African singers have changed their styles to please foreigners and ended up losing the home crowd. Ade made his mark on juju music early on, but since then, he's resisted the fads and fashions of four tumultuous decades. That confidence and fidelity is what makes him a king, not a mere politician. For NPR News, I'm Banning Air.
You can hear a concert by King Sunny Ade from his U.S. summer tour at nprmusic.org.
Thank you.